Hi, and welcome to Hibbing Wellness. This is a podcast where we talk about health and wellness options in the Hibbing area because we want to help you become the healthiest, happiest version of yourself possible. I'm your host, Paula Van Balen from Ohana Therapeutic Massage. Now let's dive into today's episode.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. It's Paula here coming on for another episode of our Hibbing Wellness Facebook Live / YouTube / podcast, multitasking at its finest, wouldn't you say? So a lot of times when we start talking about health and wellness and how we can start integrating stuff is to figure out where do we start? I mean, everybody, there's so many options out there and there's so many things to look at, but how do we know where exactly we need to start? And that's partly what you need to do. What is often helpful is to just kind of check in with yourself. Where are you at? Where are you struggling the most? And when you start identifying where you're struggling the most, if you don't have the resources or the finances right away, good morning, Sharon, to access somebody who teaches that, for example, exercise or physical fitness, there's so much information. We are in an age of technology. There's so much information out there between books, podcasts, YouTube, the internet, just looking stuff up. There's so many different ways that we can start. And so one thing that we can do is just pick one area that we're struggling the most and then start doing some research around that on how we can start creating more health and wellness in our lives around that. And one place that I started personally all those years ago on my wellness, health and wellness journey was to start with literature, was start with books on tape and hardcover books I generally prefer, but books on tape are really, really nice because I can listen to them while I'm cleaning, while I'm going on a walk, while I'm going on a run, or just on road trips or anything like that. And so I wanted to come on live here and share with you guys a few of the books that have kind of helped me along my journey in the process. And one of them, when it comes to physical healing, when we're looking at healing our physical body, one of the ones I got introduced to when I was a massage therapist down in the Twin Cities area was The Healing Code. And I really like this book. It's a little bit more alternative viewpoints on healing and then how we can adjust that for our physical body. Another one that I looked at a lot when it comes to the mind-body connection is Mind Over Medicine. Love it. It's about it's from a doctor who kind of walked away from the medical system because she didn't like how they were ignoring how our mind is interconnected with our bodies. And so that's a really, really good place to start, is to start with a book like that. There's another one by Louise B. Hayes called You Can Heal Your Life. Love that book. I have it actually out on loan to somebody right now. Just start with the books of some kind of things. And so when it comes to different aspects of your life, if you're looking at more of accepting yourself and working on your own personal development and how like our mind games play effect in things, anything by Brené Brown. I'm just going to put that on. Anything by Brené Brown. Amazing. The Power of Vulnerability is a phenomenal podcast. I have it on Audible. Phenomenal. Just amazing. The Gifts of Imperfection, another just absolutely great one about accepting who we are and not letting our own quirks dissuade us from living a life that's just amazing. Another one, You Are a Badass by Jen Cicero. Amazing, amazing, amazing. I just love it. I just love it. And so those are a couple of just ways to get started when it comes to our own personal development and our mind games that we get into. Another one that I like, which is really small and it goes through a lot of different options for going over a year long span, is The Game of Life, which is also very, very, very good. And so it's just about how everything is available to us. We just have to figure out what is stopping us from getting what we want out of life. And then two that I go through from a business aspect, because I am a business owner and there's also a lot of business owners out there, are 7 Highly Effective Habits, or Habits of Highly Effective People. That's a very, very good one. And one that fits into my philosophy of running a business very, very effectively. I was so grateful when I received it as a present from a girlfriend of mine, actually, is a book called The Go-Giver. I absolutely love it. It's a little story about powerful business ideas, about how much you can give and how much you can just help serve the people around you and how eventually that comes back and it serves you. And even if it doesn't serve you financially, it'll serve you in like a soul-fulfilling way. And so those are just some quick ideas for some books that I have for you guys. If you have any books that have changed your life, good morning, Miss Brenda. Please, please, please share them in the comments below. The whole point of this podcast and this Facebook group is to start helping change the world. And how we can do that is sharing information with each other. And so also, good morning, Megan. If you are interested in becoming a presenter or doing an interview with me about something that you can share with people to help change the world and bring a little bit of healthiness and happiness to our location, please shoot me a private message. Otherwise, we look forward to having you guys all share on this health and wellness journey with us in the future. Have a great day, everybody.